Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. My co-host is Veronica McMillan, and tonight we're going to have a conversation about a couple of different things, and so I want to bring Veronica on. Hello, Veronica. How are you?
Hey, Francine. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. It is a beautiful evening in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and I'm so excited to be with our audience once again. So I'm going to tell them a little bit about Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and then we're going to get right into it. So welcome again to our first-time listeners. We welcome you, as always. And to our long-time listeners, we welcome you as well. Veronica and I couldn't do this show if you didn't continue to listen to it and give us feedback and let us know how much you enjoy the show. Our audience is growing again, and I just want to thank you so very much. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. This organization was founded by my dear friend Veronica McMillan. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. So again, welcome to our broadcast. So Veronica, how has your Thankful Thursday been?
It has been a wonderful Thankful Thursday, Francine. It's just every time I try to get in a place where things are not going so well, I just think about all of the blessings that God has bestowed upon me, and I'll quickly get up out of that because there's so much to be thankful for. So on this Thankful Thursday, I'm glad I just got the opportunity to do this with you. So that's my blessing for today.
Absolutely, and I feel the same way. Veronica and I have a vision to empower women and their families, and we always talk about their families and the men that they love, but we want to make sure that we're giving pertinent information, details about families, about home ownership, about career development, about starting your nonprofit, about starting your small business, or if you're already in business or already run a nonprofit, we want to give you information for that as well. We have so many programs available to you, and I know that since we've been in quarantine for so many people and so many people with the COVID-19, you're probably not thinking about your finances or any other things that we've been talking about, but you must continue to not just to survive, but you need to thrive. So Veronica and I are diligently working on different programs to help you with that, and we hope that during the coming months you will join us and participate in upcoming programs. Now, Veronica, on Saturday we have an amazing lineup of people coming to our office. So do you want to tell our audience all about it?
Yeah, I'm so excited about this as well, Francine. On Saturday, June the 27th, we're doing our women's candlelight service and strategy meeting at our office in Virginia Beach. The whole goal of that service is really, first of all, to mourn, to grieve, and to process our anger. So we have a grief counselor that's going to come in and just help us to process that. And then the rest of that, the time period, is us just strategizing. We have women of different nationalities coming. We have women that we know. We got women that probably going to show up that we didn't know that was coming. And I'm hoping that we'll also have a couple of female police officers from Chesapeake come as well. So I'm just excited about just this next step. And my goal is just every day take a step. You know, just every day, whatever it is, take a baby step. step toward the goals that you have planned. So I'm just super excited, Francine, of our next step. We went from the telephone call to the candlelight service strategy meeting, and I don't know what the next step is going to be, but I tell you what, by the time we leave on Saturday, we should have our next step. So that's a blessing.
Absolutely. And as the audience knows, these are worrying times, and we don't want to worry because God says worry about nothing. But you, a lot of people are scared, Veronica, with this COVID-19 and then the upheaval of our whole nation. Our whole worlds have been turned upside down. And, you know, we don't want to be crass about anything or make something sound so urgent. But I must caution our audience who are lackadaisically going around just thinking that everything is going to be back to normal. We don't know what our new normal is going to be. And unfortunately, the fear is real for so many people. So many people have been in their homes since March. Some people have never even ventured outside.
Yes.
And then for this thing to happen with, and I don't want to call it a thing because, again, I don't want to be scary about it, but I do want you to know the urgency of what is actually happening in our communities. We have taken a stand. And when I say we, that's African Americans, other minorities, and those that stand with us, that we cannot go back to what was normal. It has to stop, and it has to stop now. We are not basing anything on fear, but we know fear drives a lot of things, like being afraid that you're going to get COVID so you don't go outside and you don't go to the doctor. And that has been one of our concerns as advocates, that people are not taking care of themselves because they are afraid. And so I just want to reassure our audience today that we want you to be cautious, but we also want you to know that everything is going to be all right, whatever that is, for whoever you are and whatever you've gone through, because we don't know everyone's situations. I'm sure some people have had family members who didn't make it through COVID-19. Some people are still sick. Some people have had other ailments that they didn't get treated because they didn't want to go to the doctor. We have the mental health issue that I'm sure we're going to discuss on Saturday. So it's so much. But, Veronica, I want you to step in right here because this is your area of expertise. I just walk alongside of you with this, and especially the mental illness piece. Can you just speak a little bit about the grief part and the mental illness? Because if you've been in the house for 3 or 4 months, there's some issues going on with that. Could you speak to it a little bit? Because I know you're not going to give clinical advice on a radio show, but can you just speak to the dynamic of what that looks like for people who haven't actually ventured out?
Yeah, it's amazing that you say that. I had a phone call from an individual that I had invited to our office on Saturday, and that's what she said. She said that she initially said she was coming, and then she decided that she wasn't going to come because she did not want to be around people, and you know the size of our office. We could easily hold 14 or 15 women in there and not have and have that 6 feet apart and do wonderful things. I think that's a part of that, the being alone and being fearful at the same time, and that's a cocktail that leads to depression and stress and all kinds of things, because again, you're in there by yourself, and you and basically your mind starts telling you stuff. It's based upon fear, because again, I think you said that at the onset, that our new normal is going to look like this for a minute. We're going to be in this COVID-19 situation for a moment, because right now we don't have a vaccine. We know that people are trying to rush to produce something, and we know that we're going to have to figure this thing out, but you cannot stay isolated. First of all, the country cannot stay shut down much more longer because people are really suffering. And so I think that with that cocktail causes people to get stressed out, which then leads to depression, and it also triggers that trauma that we haven't dealt with in our lives. And it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, COVID associated. It could be something else. The young lady that's coming to speak, or the counselor that's coming, she is a trauma therapist, and she said that's what she normally speaks to whenever she's dealing with a client that has depression or stress issues. She also knows that there's a root cause of trauma that's there. And so one thing that we got to do is we got to begin to talk about it, and that's one of the reasons why we're doing this at our office. We definitely can say that this probably won't be the last one that we do. We don't know, you know, what that next one is going to look like, but we can rest assured that this is not going to be the last one because of the fact that we know people have to process this stuff so that they can get the clarity, the healing, the wholeness, the whatever that they need, or just being able to say, you know what, I'm going to go on outside today. I'm going to go on to the grocery store. Or I'm a going on to wherever. So that's what we got to do, Franklin. We got to deal with that fear. We got to deal with that stress and know that it's going to look like this for a moment, and we're going to have to trust God in this as well, because he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. And so even in the midst of this craziness, we got to trust that that invisible person that's always with us, that invisible spirit that's always with us, and believe that I believe something great is going to come from out of this, Francine. I really do. I don't know what, but I certainly do believe that something great is going to come from out of this, my friend.
Absolutely, and that's a great analogy of actually what's going on. And as we look at who we are and look at ourselves as individuals, this time of quiet, and that's what I'm calling it, this time of quiet, can do one or two things. Just like Veronica said, it can have you in your head and thinking all kinds of stuff that don't make sense. It makes sense to you, but it really doesn't make sense because you're not moving forward. You're kind of at a standstill. But it can also give you the opportunity to reinvent yourself. This has been a great time for people to take classes, to explore hobbies that they didn't know they were interested in, doing things that help the community. I know we were blessed at our office to be able to serve meals for about 10 weeks. That program is going to end this coming Tuesday on the 30th. But just being a blessing to others. Yeah. And, of course, it means that we had to be open to it, because it was my decision to open up the doors of the church so that we could do that in our office space. But I wanted to help in some way. And, of course, we practiced safe distancing. People would drive by to get the meals. They didn't get out. They didn't go into our office. We didn't jeopardize our health in any way. We wore our masks. And then on yesterday, Veronica, and I haven't had a chance to tell you this, for those who do not know, Pharrell Williams hosted this program, the World Central Kitchen, and the Atlantic in the ocean front, which is on the Pacific. And they delivered hot meals every Tuesday to our office. And I'm not talking about a hot dog and some potato chips. I'm talking about a fully cooked vegetable meat potato meal every single week for the last about 10 weeks. And the program ends on Tuesday, but I got a call on yesterday from Pharrell Williams' office, and they asked for them to drop some masks off to our office. And I said, of course, because we want to be a blessing to the community. And, you know, when you talk about the good things that are going to happen out of this, these are some of the good things that are happening. I know plenty of other people probably have stories that they can share, but for us to be able to open our doors and to do that for these past 10 weeks has been absolutely amazing. And then for Pharrell's office to call to say they're going to do that, I just felt just overjoyed. And so I just want our audience to know that just keep your head up. Keep thinking positive thoughts. I know how hard it is, because we're human beings first before we're anything else, and we do let some of the things that are going on with the frequent deaths, the policing, all of the things, the uprising in our whole world, not just the United States. But good things, like Veronica said, are going to come out of this. We're going to look back on this, and I hope people are posting positive things as well as the negative things. I try not to look at a lot of news now, and I try not to be on Facebook too much, because I don't want those negative things to infiltrate my mind and my heart and my spirit.
Yep.
I'm trying to stay in a good place so that yes. I can do what God has ordained for me to do. Because like Veronica said, he has never left us. He will not forsake yes. us. He will keep his promises. And even in COVID-19, some wonderful things happen. So just, you know, remember, audience, please, please, you know, reach out to someone if you need help. And Veronica is going to give you our information, how to reach her. We will not be able to have you come this Saturday, but if you're interested, maybe one of the other programs, we will definitely want you to participate. So, Veronica, give them your information, and then we'll go on to part two of the program.
Yes, yes, yes. So if you need to connect with me, certainly you can go to our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can email me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org for any information about upcoming things that we're going to be doing. I'm still working on some programs and stuff because we still want to seek grants and all of that stuff. And so definitely if you need to connect with us, we're still in business and we still, we're still impacting and serving the community like we've always done, which is a blessing.
Yes, absolutely. And to get in touch with me, it is icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to the website www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. I need to really update the website, but it will give you the information to log in to connect to me. And if you need assistance from Veronica, I will forward that to her because that happens sometimes. People will reach out to me, and that's fine. We don't have an issue with that. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about in the second half of the program, I know what we're talking about is so important, so urgent, and again, but I wanted to just talk a little bit more about some of the things that you offer, Veronica, as a nonprofit corporated. So to some people, you know, this may be their first time listening, so they're like, what in the world are they talking about? So can you just enlighten our audience?
Yeah, so basically the Micro Nonprofit Network, its mission is to educate, to equip, and to empower nonprofits to serve their community. So it's all things nonprofit, from becoming a nonprofit to either developing your programs to training, coaching, grant writing, whatever it is that you're going to be doing, and then to the other side of it, developing your program so that you can be funder ready, so that you know that you have a strong program, because it takes you a moment. I tell people all the time, in the nonprofit world, 8 to 10 years, so you're going to grind your first 5 or 6 years. So you got to really, 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 you know, be willing to put the pedal to the metal when it comes to this. But basically, all things nonprofit, and then just basically looking at also fee-based services. What happens when you don't get a grant? What kind of services can you provide where you can charge a fee for, so that your nonprofit will have monies coming in? And that comes from understanding and knowing your budget, whether it be operational budget or program budget. So all things nonprofit is what we do, Francine.
Great. And for those who don't know, I still do the small business program. It's basically the same setup as what Veronica just described, but it's just geared towards small businesses. These programs are not free. Now, we do our free things, and we love you all dearly, but we have learned over the years that free is sometimes not good for some folks. They don't value if you don't put a price on it. And so we've learned to develop these programs, and I do charge a fee for my small business program. And I've had several calls this week, so I'm really looking forward to helping a couple of new businesses get up and running. And one of the other things that I do as well is if you're already in business and you're feeling stuck. Because as we look around, as you ventured out, and any, you know, if you were brave enough to do that, you are seeing so many businesses, their doors are closed and locked, and they will not be open again. This is a time for you to really look at who you are, and if you ever wanted to start a small business, do it now. Do it in fear, do it in crisis, do it being crazy, just do it. So, because if you don't, when are you going to do it? When are you going to start that nonprofit? Veronica just gave you the outline of what it looks like. You've been talking about it for 15 years. When are you going to do it? What is stopping you from doing it? And, of course, you know the answer is it's you. And sometimes we have to reinvent ourselves. And so, Veronica, I can see some reinventing happening during this COVID-19. And I want you to, you know, jump in on this, because when we're looking at who we are, maybe we did want to start a nonprofit or a small business, you know, years ago, but we never had the time. Right now, we have a lot of time. So can you just speak to someone who maybe has been thinking about it and they just don't know what they should do or how they should go about it?
I would say go back to that, because normally what people will do, they'll put it down on paper first, or some people will put it on paper. But basically what you have to do is just that first step. You know, sometimes it's just, let me call somebody, let me connect with somebody, let me mentor, let me be mentored by somebody, let me basically go and do a webinar or whatever that I have to do. And let me just go on and do some research about it and then ask somebody, hey, this is what I was looking at. What are your thoughts about it? And then invest in yourself as well. I mean, it is a continuous job to continually educate yourself no matter what it is. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that you said, Francine, reinvent, and then looking at some things that basically you weren't looking at before, because this advocacy piece, we had talked about it, but we really, really are doing in that advocacy out front now, as well as continually doing our programs and then just educating ourselves. And so I would say for those who want to take that next step, you got to take the next step. It's no longer talking. Take one baby step. You remember that game we used to play, Francine, way back in the day, Mother May I? And you say,
yes.
Mother May I may take one baby step. So that's what we're saying. Mm-hmm. We're saying take that one baby step toward you and the things that you want to do.
Absolutely. Because when we're thinking about where we're going and what we're doing, again, new normal, this is not going to end tomorrow. Veronica clearly stated in the beginning, there's no vaccine, there's no, data's being taken, but there's no end in sight of when this is going to end. So with the reinventing of yourself, it simply doesn't mean you just want to change a job. You might want to start looking at a career, something with some longevity, something you can put something into and put stock into, because jobs are not like they used to be when my parents worked, and back when my grandparents worked, they worked the same job for 40 years.
Yep.
They didn't change jobs. It was rare that they changed jobs. And then when they retired, they got their little pension. Well, guess what? Their pensions are rare. I mean, the government, I believe they still give pensions, and some other large organizations give pensions. But for the most part, pensions are gone. And most people now have 401k plans.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been watching the stock market, you know you already lost about 34-35% of your 401k. So you need to really start thinking about, no matter if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, I'm going to tell y'all right now, I do not want to be in Walmart. I love Walmart. That's my store. Don't want to be the greeter with the oxygen tank in my nose talking about, have a nice day. Can I see your receipt? I don't want to be that person, Veronica. I have to do something different. And if that means that I have to sit down with Veronica, because she's one of my mentors and she's been coaching me all this time, and say, hey, Veronica, what is it that I need to do different? And that's what I'm going to suggest to some folks listening today. Just like Veronica said, get it on paper. Sit down. Think about what you want to do. And that, again, take those baby steps, because change has to come. If you want something different to happen, you have to make some changes. It doesn't just happen because you're thinking about it. You know, I'm just amazed sometimes when people tell me, well, I want to get started on my business, and they call me, and Veronica, you know this to be true, and I'm all excited because I'm going to help this new person. And then when it comes down to getting down to business, nothing really happens. It's just a lot of talk. And I know people are listening, and I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings, but I also know, Veronica, that you and I have been strategizing all along the way, and we have reinvented ourselves not once, not twice, maybe three times, you know, since we've been together, you know, because even though we stay in our lane of our professionalism, but we had to look at it in a more professional way. What is it going to yield me if I keep doing things for free? It yields me, yes, gratification that I'm able to help somebody, but is that going to help me in the long run as a coach, as a nonprofit strategist? How is that going to help me as a small business owner? So we have constantly reinvented ourselves, and I'm telling you, audience, if you're not doing that, you're going to have an issue. So, Veronica, you want to jump in on that?
Yeah,
you know
I think not only having issues, but I think the other piece of this is that you've got to invest in yourself, and that means that you're going to have to spend dollars at doing that. I think there's a plethora of information that is free out here, but there's some things that is not free that you're going to have to spend on yourself in developing yourself for your next level, and that I think. As a community, we got to see that everybody can't be getting a hookup. Everybody can't take $50 off of this. No, this is my fee. This is what I do and love you, but it has got to be where you're going to make the investment in yourself. We just got to do that, Francine. So that was my little 2 cents worth to all of that in terms of this reinventing, but you in the educating of yourself, also understand that there is going to be an investment in yourself, which requires you to spend some money.
Absolutely, because we have to look at it in bigger dimensions now. Sometimes we think so small, you know, if I could just have one, you know, and she doesn't really have money, or he, you know, he just lost his job. But he can go out and buy a rod and reel that's $300 because that's what he wanted to do. So we have to stop thinking about how we think the individual is and what they can do. And in the self-reinventing, it changes our views of ourselves, and it also changes how people view us. And so that's the key thing to it. And we have to do this thing right now, Veronica. So we have been working, you know, again, so hard and getting the programs together. And I'm so proud of you, my sister, for the Beyond the March. And just in case you missed it, Veronica, tell them about what we're doing beyond the march on Saturday and how they can get in touch with you, because we got about 2.5 minutes.
So Beyond the March is our second step is basically our candlelight and women's candlelight, women's candlelight service and strategy meeting at our office at 5602B Virginia Beach Boulevard, Suite 101. And if you need to connect with me, you can always connect with me at info@micrononprofitnetwork or at our website at www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. And if you need to call me, 757-572-0974. Only serious inquiries, please. So that's me.
Yes, absolutely. And my telephone number is 757-567-6734. If I do not answer, please leave a message. I will not call you back if you just breathe into my phone. I don't do that. Or you can send me a text, because so many people are texting these days. But the wonderful thing that I've seen, I made it my business for the last 3 weeks, is that every morning I get up and I reach out to somebody who I have not talked to in a while, just to stay connected with the outside world. Because working from home, it can get a little weird. You know, you're not really going anywhere. You're not getting dressed up. So what I do is I actually get up, get dressed, and I sit down, and I start my work day at 9 o'clock as if I were going to work. So, again, that's a part of the reinvention for me. So, Veronica, I thank you, my sister, for all that you do in the community. You have been just a great support system for me, and I'm not just saying that because, you know, we work together, but I just wanted our audience to know that if you don't have someone that you can talk to, you need to find that person, because even in these times, as strange as they are, when you have somebody that you can pick up the phone and talk to, that makes a world of difference. When you're getting in those dark places, sometimes just a friendly voice makes all the difference in the world.
Yes.
Absolutely. So I'm so excited about tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back next Thursday to give you highlights. Look for us on Facebook. And sometimes, Veronica, we forget to say that. You can find us on Facebook. And reach out to us there if you're interested in advocacy, because we're going to need every man, woman, and child. We need all hands on deck for this renewing of our minds, bodies, and spirits. So, Veronica, my sister, thank you so much for coming on the show with me. You know I enjoy our time together. I look forward to this every week. And I'm just so thrilled to have you as a business partner and a friend. So thank you.
Same here. Night, everybody.
Good night. God bless you all. We will be back next Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Look for us on Facebook. I know that I'm on Instagram, not always there, but sometimes. And we're on LinkedIn as well. So please reach out to us. Send people to us that need support and also are looking to start their nonprofits or start a small business. We're just here to help, and we just thank you all for listening. Again, our show is growing. I'm so excited about that, and I look forward to serving you many, many more years to come. So God bless you all. Good night, and we'll see you next Thursday. Bye-bye.